All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Corey Blaze. What you are about to hear, I am not responsible for. What you are about to see, I am not responsible for. But I hope you enjoy what we like to call Afterburn. Let's go.
It's now time for Fat Guy Radio Show Afterburn.
Fuckers!
Fuck you! Everybody. It's Afterburn! Surprise some motherfuckers! It's Afterburn!
Oh my god, I'm so fucking happy I get a fucking cuss. I've been holding it in ever since I started here. It felt like my throat got some form of like blue balls, that type
called,
of pain.
It's called backed up nut. That's what got in your throat, backed up nut.
Oh, are you telling me I don't swallow well enough?
Welcome to Afterburn, everybody, where we throw the book of broadcasting out the fucking window, say what we want to say, how we want to say it, and when we want to say it. Since Anthony has joined the network, one of the reasons why he joined the network is because he heard that we do Afterburn shows where we don't have to play by the rules. And he's been excited for doing this. And so finally.
Yeah, I threatened to walk off if we didn't.
We have turned it up. So we're going to cut this boy loose and let him do what he's going to do. And I'm just going to be sitting here just touching myself inappropriately to everything that he's going to say and do.
So I'm technically going to go fuck myself and all of us all at the same time.
Yes, we got the dildos on the table and we're ready to go. So hell, the gang's all here. I'm Corey Blaze, and this is going to be a very interesting episode of Raw, or Afterburn. I'm telling you now, if you ain't figured it out, we are already 2 minutes in. Kitties, the show ain't for you, even though I know you little bastards are watching anyway.
Oh, yeah, you little son of a bitches.
You little sons of bitches.
I'm telling your mama. Watching. You know what?
Tell your
parents,
mama.
Parents, beat the fuck out of your kids for listening.
Hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your husbands, too. They're coming out the closet. Fuck. Whatever happened to that Antoine guy? Is he still around?
Probably got AIDS and died.
Oh my god! Holy shit! Jesus!
I'm sorry, did I go too far? Fuck you!
This is what you've been wanting, Ant. And
yeah,
here it is.
I've been walking around like all emo. Look at me. I showed up emo today because I was depressed, thinking we weren't going to do it again.
What do you mean we weren't going to do it? Since you've been on the network, me and you have done it twice. What?
You didn't do nothing.
I know, because I don't do anything. I just lay there. You do all the work. And then tag me on my shoulder when you're done. I'm kidding.
I know I just got to get checked in a few months.
Hey, you ain't got to get checked with me. I play clean, baby boy. I play clean. You know what I'm saying?
Didn't douche. No,
you
didn't.
All right, you sexy son of a bitch. What do you have to say today on Afterburner? I got to drive the show as well.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Don't
put me on the spotlight.
Okay, I won't put you on the spotlight. So you wanted to do the 45 questions.
What the fuck? I thought it was 21.
It's 45. I added a couple of hundred.
45,000.
He added a couple of hundred and got 45.
Hey,
I don't know how you
nobody
did
nobody said I was a fucking mathematician.
No, I didn't say that.
No,
who
you
did?
Didn't.
Did you say that?
I did not.
Lip.
You know what? Go bang your head on the side of the fucking table because I want to say fuck.
Go head butt a knife is what Mocha Cub will say. Yeah, that's one of my exes. I talked about my ex.
I told you don't be bringing up your motherfucking exes.
Hey, if you knew
I'm a jealous
what he,
little bitch.
If you knew what he did, you'd know.
I know what he did.
And he's good at what he does.
Yeah, he lost his hand all the way up to the elbow.
Oh my god. Jesus.
Oh. Oh, wait, hold on. Which is funny because I just looked over on my computer and on Facebook it says, you hella deep. You're so perfect and random.
What the hell does that mean? Just a random Facebook?
Oh!
Yeah! Ew. This is going to be one hell of an Afterburn.
Wait, hold on.
Roster.
I have a question before you ask me questions.
Okay, please. I have a question before you ask. Okay, please. I'll entertain a question.
Have you ever seen a full-grown man queef?
What's a queef?
Do you know what a queef is?
Like the fart type of thing?
Yeah, when you're fucking somebody so hard and then they get full of air and also goes...
Okay, well, it depends on what you're fucking. If it's a girl, that means the fart comes out the cooch.
Unless she likes it in the back.
And if you're doing her in the back, then it's just a fart, right?
No, not a... I don't know. I have to go to the Bible for this. Dear Lord, I need some help in answering some questions about life.
I thought that's what it was. What if it came out the backside? Wouldn't it just be considered a fart?
No, because I don't. Because if it's man-made, it's not natural.
Fart.
I think if it's a natural, then it'll be a fart. But if it's man-made by man pumping,
I can.
Then, hey, yeah, I think it's a queef.
I do some man pumping to get a fart out every once in a while. You know what I mean?
And that's foreplay.
Oh,
for him.
I got it there. Oh!
No!
Wait, good producing over there, producer. All right, so you ready for 47 questions?
I want to ban this shit already. No.
this is what you wanted. This is what you signed on for. All right, get to know someone when you learn how they think. Oh, shit.
Are you ready?
Are you ready, America? Get ready, America.
I'm running out of notepad over here. I can't write all these down.
Question number one. Who would you want to be with you if you were stranded on a deserted island? And?
Who would I want?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody deaf and dumb and blind. Shit. They don't know where I'm at. They can't hear me. They can't talk to me. So
you're on a deserted island. Why would you want a deaf, dumb, blind, mute person with you?
Think I'm going to put up with somebody's bullshit for that long? Fuck.
All right. Question number two. If you could do anything you wanted right... Oh, fuck. If you could do anything you wanted right now, what would it be?
Actually, I just want to fucking light up a big-ass blunt and fucking smoke and get as high as I fucking can until I fucking fall into nirvana. I just want to fucking float away.
I'll with you on that one,
yes,
my friend.
Because I haven't smoked in 3 fucking months because a fucking white man who runs this motherfucking state decided I can't smoke no more.
How did he decide that you can't smoke anymore? You alluded to this a couple of times on the big show.
For somebody,
what happened? Okay. What happened?
For somebody who wants to be fucking white and somebody who looks white that's not white, I did something really white fucking trash.
Hold on, what the fuck a minute. I don't want to be white. I am white. Oh, what the fuck are you talking about? I got a fucking black American Express card in my back pocket. I don't want to be white. I am
it's
white.
Uncle Ruckus, motherfucker.
I ain't got a wannabe. I am. Shit. I got a credit score that's got a comma in it.
Holy shit, that would surprise you. Surprise the motherfucker itself.
Hell yeah, I got a credit score with a comma in it, right?
And a decimal?
And no decimal, a comma. You ain't supposed to have a credit score with no comma in it.
With no comma in it.
Your credit report, you know they stapling shit on the back of that credit report. Alright, so what happened? You can't smoke pot because a white man stuffed a burrito up your ass. What the fuck?
No, when I was got locked up in jail, they tried handing me a fucking burrito, and I was like, hell no, I'm not eating that shit.
You got locked up.
But yeah, so I did something really white trash.
Okay.
I got caught smoking weed in front of Walmart at Glendale.
That's where you fucked up. You're in Glendale.
Exactly. I know not to fucking smoke outside of South
Dude,
Phoenix.
I love the police and I love the police forces, but Glendale are some hard ass cops, man. Glendale has no give. You get pulled over in Glendale, you are going down.
They won't even let you suck their dick to get out of it.
No, none
of it.
They're
fucking mean.
Oh my god. So you were smoking a reefer outside of a Walmart and you got busted.
Yeah.
And they put you in the who's cow.
I don't know if it was a cow. I was just high. I was high when they got me.
So that's the reason why you can't smoke
now.
Yeah,
well, now because it was either I go in front of the fucking judge and go to jail.
And then they put you on a program in Arizona where you have to go
and I have
randomly
to piss for these motherfuckers once a week.
Yeah, okay, just like you do here on Fat Guy Radio.
Keep
show.
In mind, I have to go to this place called Task.
Task.
Then I got to.
And it's not even spelled right. It's spelled TASC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't even want to put the K on there because
it'll turn it Task KKK. Anyway, so then I go in there and then I pay them my money, show them my ID to make sure I'm not somebody else. And then I go to the back room and I have to whip out my dick and piss. And there's a window on the side where somebody actually looks at you pissing to make sure you're not cheating.
So you walk in there and...
Yeah, you have a guy look at your dick while you piss.
You walk in there and this happens. There it is. Anthony and his aardvark penis just out around the corner, and the guy sitting behind the window is just...
Talking about aardvark penis. I know, that probably happens.
Yeah, that guy just sitting back there just treating himself like an amusement park. Just jackknifing it. Just jackknifing it, looking down at Anthony's wee-wee.
And actually, talking about aardvark penis, my cousin, he's like, have you talked about it yet? I'm like, no, motherfucker, wait. And so he calls me Pinky.
Why? I'm afraid to ask, but this is Afterburn. What the fuck is Pinky?
Well, I actually asked him, like, why are you calling me Pinky? He's like, because you got a pink little dick. I'm like, no, I don't. You got a pink little dick. I'm like, how you know, motherfucker? Look at you. You can tell. Yeah. He's only 20. Where are his parents? Government step. Well, actually, no, the government did step in and fucked up.
So if you could do anything right now, it would be smoke a bowl. Question number three.
With wax.
If money was no object, what would you do all day?
Honestly, I think I would be saving the world. I would go out to Africa and I'm actually being serious. I would go out to Africa and make sure that everybody's fed, well taken care of. I will clean up this second in power new country, the USA, and I would feed all of our starving children and families.
Okay, and can I ask you a question real quick to interrupt you? Would you go to Africa first, or would you feed the USA families first? Which one would you do first?
I would probably go to Africa, but...
Why?
But because they're... Because...
Debate.
If you go to... If you look at the different pictures that you see online and see the... How they starve and die, I would go over there and really help. But then I would also have money and funds already being active by different groups out here and going around and figuring out how I can fix it over here.
So you would do both at the same time?
I would do both.
Versus putting Africa over the United States.
Yeah, because I wouldn't want to do that. And then, of course, go, you know, just travel the fucking world, see what's going wrong and trying to help people.
Because you do realize I was just pulling the cock back and was about to unload on you if you were going to put Africa above the United States.
You can't unload if you shoot blanks.
I was going to shoot whatever I had to shoot, because if money was no object and the first thing out of your mind is to go over and save another country, then this country, you were about to top into my bias, and this show was about to do a 180. Or actually a 90.
You can't even make it that far.
180 would have
you
started.
You just turn a little bit to the right and you're already faint.
So you'd save the world if money was no object.
Yes.
Okay, where do you most want to travel but have never been?
I want to go to Ireland and just get really fucked up drunk. Oh my God, I still want to go to Ireland and just get... I'm like, hello, I want the best beer.
You can't do it. You can't do an Irish accent, can you?
What are you talking about? Yes, I can.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'll give you
that. I'm like, top of the morning. Give me your best beer.
All right.
I want to get fucked up.
Lucky charms, hearts, rainbows.
We're off to me, Lucky charms.
More rainbows. Even more rainbows. All right. What is your favorite memory?
Oh, my God. I don't remember a whole lot of my life.
All right. Next question. What is your favorite author?
Next question. I really don't read.
All right, we're going to skip this one, too. What's your favorite book?
Wait, I do know.
Oh,
What's your favorite book?
I'll answer that, because I like them. I love talking about my favorite book.
The Exorcist.
The Exorcist is a book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a really long book.
It's very long.
But I fucking love it.
You love that?
Yes.
My favorite book is actually behind me in our little set, which is Where the Wild Things Are. And I'm sorry. Where the Wild Things Are.
I just
are
see
is
The Wizard of Oz.
Book, but The Wizard of Oz is also my favorite book as well. I just realized that it wasn't Where the Wild
Things Are.
Of course,
because you would not
are.
Watch The Wiz. You're no. against the black production.
No, don't have anything to do with The Wiz. What is your favorite activity in gym class? Personally, I think the parachutes were a lot of fun. That was just in the fucking
In
question.
Gym class?
Yeah, what was your favorite activity in gym class?
I always thought it was bullshit.
No, on gym class. What does your perfect day look like?
This Waking is- up, blowing smokes, smoking all day, not being bothered by bullshit, okay. Getting shit done, taking a hot shower. No, a hot bath, blowing smokes, get out of the bath, blow some more smokes, and then go to sleep. Pretty much I'll be high all day. All
right, very good. Just get hot. What? What? If you could go back in time, what year would you travel to?
1995.
Why 1995?
I don't know. I was 11 and it was the birth like of grunge. Mid-90s grunge was fucking amazing and I miss it.
Okay.
That's, look at, if you look at my shirt, this is like Clueless. 1995 Clueless. This is what they would fucking wear.
Works
so
for
that's
me.
Why I'm wearing this.
All right, a few more questions here.
I'm a
here.
90s boy at heart.
A few more questions here as I grow tired of this. Watch Star Wars or Star Trek?
That's a tough question. I hate the old Star Trek. The new movies are cool. I like that. But I prefer Star Wars.
Okay. Go like- to a play or a musical?
What's the difference?
One has singing in it and one does not. Or one has predominantly singing in it. It's a musical.
I'll go to a musical.
A musical?
Yeah. I mean, I've been to a few. Actually, I've been to mostly musicals, actually. I don't think I've actually done full-on plays.
Okay. Go to a theater or a movie?
What?
Theater.
I thought they were the same thing.
A theater is where plays theater? Happen. A movie is where there's motion pictures.
Why do they call them movie theaters then?
Oh. That's an old stand from back.
I'd rather go to the drive-in, to be quite honest.
Right, go to the drive-in. That way nobody can.
And nobody gets bed bugs.
Exactly.
That's true.
Just a bunch of mosquitoes bite your ass.
Yeah. And.
No, you stay in the car, blow smokes, and suck dick.
Oh, wow. There we go. That sounds like my Thursday
That's
night.
That was one of my dates.
Hike or bike?
Bike? What the fuck would you want to hike? Oh,
I prefer to hike. Yeah, it ain't about you, goddammit.
You can chime in.
What the
all
fuck?
Right. Hike and bike.
It's about
right.
me. Wear People sent you motherfuckers.
Wear jeans or chinos?
What?
Skip. I don't want to wear shit.
Have a margarita or a pina colada?
Margarita.
All right. Philippians, margarita or pina colada?
Cerveza?
I don't know what that is either. Drink a glass of Guinness or Fat Tire?
I don't know what those are.
Craft beers.
I don't really. I only drink beer if that's the only thing available.
Okay. What about you, Lip? Get you in on that.
He's a dirty Mexican. He likes beer.
Guinness.
Crash with friends or stay in a hotel?
I thought you meant like, do I die with all my friends? I'm like, no, I don't want to see them.
No.
I like kickbacks. I'm not into the party scene. I've done it for. 13 years, I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I party for a lot of fucking years.
Okay.
Over the border, different places, wild night. Now I'm at a point where I'd rather just kick back.
At a hotel or with friends?
Hotel, I guess. Do I even have to leave my fucking house?
That was a damn question. Crash with friends or a hotel?
I thought you can do both at the hotel.
Okay, fair enough. Visit Europe or Mexico? Yeah, Corey's burning on this bit. Visit Europe or Mexico?
I would say Europe.
Okay, very good. Vacation in Hawaii or Alaska?
I don't want to see that crazy ass bitch who wanted to be president or vice president.
Sarah Palin.
Yeah, Sarah, fuck you, Palin. I'd rather go to Hawaii. All
right.
And smoke weed.
Okay. Travel by plane, train, or automobile?
Plane, because I get to take a really nice like sedative and go to sleep.
Go to a comedy club or a dance club?
I would do a dance club, but then I don't know who's playing. If you say something funky, I'd rather go do dance.
And finally, we've got our last question of the game.
No, I won't blow you.
Yeah, you will. Win the lottery or find the perfect job?
I would win the fucking lottery so I can create the perfect job.
That's actually a pretty good question, pretty good answer.
Good answer, dumb question.
Good answer, dumb question. Well, that's it for Get to Know Ant.
I'm sorry, I was bored.
Yeah, I was too. I'm bored. I flailed out on that one too, man. I'm tired.
Of what?
It's been a long fucking day.
You've been sitting on your ass the whole time I've seen you.
Ah, you're right, but I've been working my ass off because I have not won the lottery.
Me neither, and you don't see me bitching.
No, but what did you do all day today?
I woke up, which was, thank you, Jesus.
Okay, you woke up.
I went with my dad to go make copies. We ate. And then I went out with my sister and we ate.
Philippius' microphone just farted. Yeah. What are you doing? Why are you wrestling your microphone? All we hear is...
I'm making it queef.
All right, so you wasted time.
And then I end up getting ready. Well, I hung out with my niece.
Okay, nice.
And then I got ready and I came to this place you call work. I mean, I don't know what the fuck you want me to say. I'm not excited.
I want you. What? You just told me that I've been sitting on my ass all day, so I'm trying, which is telling me basically I have no reason to be tired right now. So I'm trying to figure out what you did.
I got up. I moved my legs.
You moved your legs. I've been slaving for the man all day.
It's not my problem.
Oh, God.
Philippius.
Yes?
Do something fun.
Me?
Yeah.
Fuck no.
Okay.
Philippius is not the one to do something fun. We did the
I bet he'll make a funny face if I tickle his balls.
Oh, don't tickle his balls because you'll be making a funny face. It'll be the one of a problem with something sharp coming into your neck.
He's got a pointy weepy?
No. He's got a big-ass knife, and he will cut somebody. He will cut people all day.
Okay.
I can't even touch him inappropriately. I've been trying for years. I've been stabbed 3 times, and I go to the hospital every time. It ain't one of those good times. So what else can people know about you, Anthony? You have this open fucking forum where there's no rules, no anything. We've been going for 21 minutes. What would you like to talk about? What would you like to bring up right now on the show? What would you like to do? Anything and everything, you can bring it up. No holds bar. Throw it out there.
I don't know. I mean, I guess we can just talk about just different shit. I mean, have you ever, like, fucking smoked out with the tranny?
No, I've never.
Oh my god, really? The Chinese go, "Hey, come on, let me suck your dick." Oh, I was like, "No, I can't do that."
What's a tranny?
Transsexual.
A transsexual. That means that they have both operations going on down there, or does it mean that they have the male parts but they dress as a female, or they have the female parts and they dress as a male?
I don't know, actually, to tell you the truth.
Okay, so what's the definition of a tranny?
I don't know. It was a guy in a dress. What the fuck?
Okay,
the
so that's wait, drag wait. Queen. I thought that was a drag queen. No. Educate me. I'm dumb. I don't know.
Did it have boobies or no boobies?
Did it have a...
I didn't go far with it. No, actually, no, after that, I'm avoiding the question because I'm trying to look it up and pass time, okay?
We're professionals here.
At least some of us. Hey, we got it!
Anyways, so...
Listen to the big show to get that.
I don't have time to deal and educate your ignorance, okay?
Well, you can't throw a fucking phrase out there if you have nothing, if you can't answer a question about it. You said, have I ever smoked out with a tranny? I'm trying to identify what a tranny is so that I can properly answer your question, yes or no. I may have. Don't know, because I don't know what a fucking tranny is. Is it a dude that dresses like a girl? Because I thought they were called drag queens. Or is it a girl that's dressing like a dude even though she's got a dick? I don't know.
Those are called shemales.
Shemales. And I click past those on the internet.
Okay, I'm typing a transsexual and my computer froze.
Maybe your computer is...
Transsexual. Okay.
Anyways, outside of that, okay. Then they're like, hey,
no,
I got a weed. You want to smoke some blunt? I'm like, yeah. Like, that's so the only thing I'll be sucking on tonight.
So do you find yourself often trying to get sucked off by a transsexual? Because
no!
On the show 2 weeks ago, you admitted that you were molested by one in your sleep.
Things just happened to me, okay?
Okay.
A guy approached me. Oh, no. A transsexual approached me.
What's the fucking transsexual? He goes back to Googling.
The current diagnosis for transsexual people.
Okay, transsexual means multiple orgasms, right? Don't Google it over there on your brand new little mini PC.
I don't know what the fuck it means.
I'm trying to find out what it means too.
It includes crossdressers, transvestites, and people who identify as genderqueer. Okay. I don't know. This is why I don't get too involved with the gay fucking world. There's too many of this, too many of that. People are like, and then you have a lot of motherfuckers being like, oh, don't fucking label me. And you got those people, oh, don't say this, don't say that. You know what? Fuck you. You're all gay. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, so
blah, blah, blah.
That's fine that you don't, you get confused by that. But then yet you're using the terminology, which I don't understand. So you can't use the terminology if you're not with them, or you get pissed off at them, or you think that they
didn't get pissed off,
or whatever the hell weed. It was. You smoke weed together with the transsexual, but then yet you don't know what a transsexual is.
Okay,
and you don't.
Okay, hold on. Okay, and you to don't, be more fair, a trans. Okay, okay, wait. If I remember right.
Okay, if you remember right.
A drag
ready,
queen
America.
Is a guy who likes to dress as a woman
as
and
as
entertain.
A yes, RuPaul.
A drag king is a woman who likes to dress as a guy to entertain.
I never knew that.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. Fuck off.
I'm
a
learning.
Transsexual is somebody who goes through with the surgery.
And has the actual
yes.
bottom surgery.
Yes.
Okay.
Or they're in... Oh, and then they have the pre-op.
Okay.
Pre-operative or pre-operational.
Like Bruce Jenner.
Yeah. And then... Oh, Bruce Jenner is a fucking mess. Keep him! Oh, we don't want him on our side.
I don't know.
And he said he's a fucking Republican. Still.
I don't know what
Bruce Jenner, go back. Go back to the closet.
Go back. Okay, so you want to smoke off with the... Your question was, have I ever smoked out with the transsexual?
Yes.
I'm going to comfortably say no.
Okay.
Because I don't really know if there was one there or not. No one wore a shirt that says, hi, I'm a transsexual.
They don't have to wear a shirt. They usually wear a blouse.
They didn't wear a blouse that says, hi, I'm a transsexual. No, I've never smoked out with anybody. But you mentioned this about the transsexual touching you inappropriately while you were sleeping. I've always wondered this, okay? So I've watched the adult entertainment. I've watched the porn, you know? And there's these videos every once in a while that the girl sneaks into the guy's bedroom while he's asleep.
Uh-huh.
And starts to perform the do, doing the do of the do, right?
Well, that's hot when they're fucking hot.
Okay, well, hold on. Let me ask this question, though. Scientifically, can things happen if you are really asleep? Now, I understand that it's fantasy. But in the real world, because I had a friend a while back that told me that he got a girl pregnant in his sleep.
He must have been drunk or
I don't
out.
Know if it's scientifically possible for an erection to happen and for ejaculation to happen when you are working 90% of in your subconscious. What are your thoughts, Anthony?
If I'm that drunk and passed out, yeah, I believe I might be able to nut. I mean, I don't know how easy it is to, you know, get a fucking hard on.
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Ask me when I'm passed out. How about that?
Yeah, we'll figure it out when
he
passes out.
We'll figure it out. Okay, who's passing out? Who am I touching?
Philippians, what do you think? Just off the top of your mind, do you think it's possible, or do you not think it's possible?
I don't think it's possible.
I
think it starts at the brain. So
I'll show you wrong.
It's mentally.
Mentally, when you think about the mental aspect of it and the physical aspect of it and the health science aspect of it, you're right. The mind would not be able, you would be awakened.
Yes.
Because it would be a sensation that would wake you up.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot that has to do, your body goes through for ejaculation. That's why all the pleasure sensors are enacted, the muscles are contracting and retracting. So I don't think it would be in real life be possible to actually be completely unconscious, working in your second mind while sleep. And I don't even think that you would be able to even go full mass to even get to that point.
I don't think you need a full boner to come.
But in order to ejaculate, and I like how I keep using the medical term, he keeps using the slang. but in order to bust your jizz, you have to.
He's trying to be cool, everybody.
I'm trying to be cool. White people are hard. We work hard to be
no,
cool.
No, white people are like, hi, I've got an erect cock. Would you fully sexually satisfy me? Fool. You want my dick's hard. You want to fuck?
I'm siding on the side of science. I don't think it's possible.
Neither do I.
You think it's plausible?
I think there's a possibility.
Will you test this theory and get back to us?
No. I don't want to go to jail.
That is rape. It's pretty much rape. But if we did it to women, would we be able to tell?
Yeah. I think if you did it to a woman, because if you're... I think their shit kind of like opens or claps or whatever it does. So if you're fucking with it, they're going to know in the morning.
It opens or claps. You did good. So the pussy's clapping for you. Good job, dickhead. Good job, dickhead. The pussy's clapping for you. The pussy's clapping. Good job, dickhead. Now spit.
Or if she's very talented.
Oh God. I don't think it's possible, but with women you can't tell when they're turned on or turned off unless you get the turkey timer tits and you go bing and then you know that they're turned on. Yeah. But other than that, women can walk around all day and just be squishing around in there and we'd never know unless you put your finger in there.
Okay.
Lip, anything else?
No.
Please end the show. Anthony, you got anything else?
Show's already ending?
Yes. It's Afterburn isn't an hour. It's not an hour. We can't go an hour.
Well,
we forced it out unless you got something else that you want to cover. It's Afterburn. There are no rules. There's no roadmaps. So just come on here and shoot the shit.
Fuck shit. God damn it. Mierda puta madre.
So you got it out. You do realize we only do these once every month.
Well, sure. Okay,
this
well.
He's gonna pass out. He's so tired.
Well, until, I guess next, I don't know. Well, you know, everybody just fuck me, fuck themselves, fuck it all, fuck, Jesus. Jesus Christ. I have to get it out.
Lip, find us an extra music, please, or whatever we're gonna go out on. There's not even any extra script or anything like that.
There's not.
It's his fucking show, and then he gets on, entertain me. Like, what the fuck?
You wanted it! I wanted to, but I thought you had some really big shit that you wanted to get to.
I just wanted to fucking cuss on air!
Alright, well, are you cussing? Are you cussing now?
Yeah!
Alright, well, I'm glad you're fucking cussing, because I've been fucking cussing too.
Titty.
All right, folks, this has been one fucking weird ass Afterburn. Make sure you check out Fat Guy Radio Show every Thursday at 7:30, where we don't lose our minds like this and we don't talk about dirty shit. But if you like this dirty shit, we do this. We try to do it at least once a month. Make sure you like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Fat Guy Radio Show. Follow us on the Twitter at Fat Guy Radio. And
wait, can I say this?
Yes, please. Go right
ahead. So, gentlemen, please make your girlfriend's pussy clap.
Please, yeah. Dickheads, make your pussies clap.
Fuck this show.
Please, let's get the fuck out of here. Please, let's get the hell out of here.
I'm done. Tired. Go home and jack off.
Oh, God.
Goodbye.
Bye.